race between master and disciples will be presented in English and Chinese, with subtitles in English, Arabic, Chinese, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Croatian, Czech, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
福摩沙是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南。北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵延的山峰、美丽的水墙，甲雕刻精玉的庙宇。中部地区有绿色的美景，闪耀的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的森林。南部是本岛著名的文化中心，到今嘛仍然保存着真多早期移民当初伫遮时的传统。
福摩沙有上千上万的人伫修行观音法门，如今嘛已经因为经济独立甲伊的实力，受到国际上的注目甲尊重，努力修行的功德嘛已经为这片土地带来繁荣甲富足。你在修行人的诚心甲功德，使福摩沙享受着安定祥和的福报。2007年年初，陈海部上司回应着阮世界会会员成立的渴望，在2007年2月18日参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界大约10000名世界会会员以及贵宾，在福摩沙欢庆第一年的古历新年。
在这个吉祥日子的冬天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。陈海部上司颁奖给菲律宾前总统罗莫斯，国际和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员何厚生阿瓦雷兹。表彰因伫咧菲律宾对优老难民所做的慈善义举。伫庆祝典礼了后，国际站刷落举行。陈海部上司甲世界会会员斗阵打造为全世界的和平祈祷。2007年2月22日是青海日，会员以精彩的表演节目盛大庆祝这个节日。
今嘛，阮邀请你聆听陈海部上司对阮世界会会员所做的开始，主题是主宰家己的命运。1995年10月。公地福摩沙西欧，
There is another story about forgetfulness. Since I told you one, I tell you another. Might as well make it appear, huh? Now, there's another country in another dynasty, namely in the Qing dynasty. There was a family, and in that family there was born a son. And that son, when he was young, was extremely intelligent and capable.But when he grew up, suddenly he became crazy, so-called crazy. He became also kind of abnormal, according to his family's opinion. So what was it that abnormal about the boy? Namely, when he hears somebody singing, all that, he's eating, it is a kind of very...sad things, as if people cry, as if people cry for some sad event and not an enjoyment like most of people think about singing. And then when he sees something that people think is beautiful and he thinks is ugly, when his, people saw, they say, oh, these are beautiful women, he thinks, oh, no, yuck. It's nothing. Mm. And then people put some perfume on, a thing like that, they say, boo! Smell terrible. And even worse, when he, somebody give him something good, like coffee or tea or goodie or thing like that, and he would feel like, ew, these are poison. Yeah, whiskey and all that, which is expensive. And the best name in town, give him, he say, oh, this is terrible. People normally would say sweet wine, you know, when they describe some good wine. An expensive thing is, oh, this is sweet wine, yeah, sweet alcohol. But he would think it's bitter, it's poisonous, it's no good. And then some people do things according to the society, it's wrong, and he approve, he think it's correct. So he goes against all the opinions in the society, well, almost. And according to people's opinion about what heaven's like and what hell is like, and about the cold and the heat and the fire and ice and all kind of things, that normally already fixed kind of definition, to him is all upside down. In his opinion, everything is wrong. Everything is not the way the society people think. So, the people in his family and at that time think he's kaput. So the whole family panicked and try all their might to put this boy back into normal. And they try all their best. Just like the previous family, they invite all kind of medicine men, all kind of voodoos, all kind of black and white magicians, healers, psychics, etc. to come and heal him. But nothing worked. So one day there was a person, his name is Yang, Mr. Yang, Yang Xianzheng, could be any of you. Yeah. And come to the family and happened to know about the story. So he told the family members that in Lu country, there was a gentleman called Kong, you know, Confucius. And he has a lot of talent and a lot of abilities. So perhaps this Confucius gentleman may be able to cure your son's sickness. Why don't you try? So the father of the boy went to Lu Guo, Lu country. Mm. When he passed by Chen country, between Lu and his country, there is many other countries. So when he passed by Chen country, he met Lao Tzu. Lao Tzu and Kong Tzu are contemporary. Yeah, lucky for China. Actually, China at that time, there are many countries, so I'm not surprised. Actually, in every period, there is normally only one master, but sometimes there are two or three. Like Lao Tzu and Kong Tzu, and at that time maybe, and then Sakyamuni Buddha and all that. So when he met Lao Tzu in the between time, during his journey, he told about his son's sickness as well. So Lao Tzu tell the father, how do you know that your son is crazy? How do you know that he is abnormal? Don't you think that in these days, all the people under the sun are crazy as well? Everything about right and wrong, good and bad, advantage and disadvantages, benefit and lose, everybody in this world has all kind of upside down opinion. So why don't you consider that the whole world is upside down, instead of thinking your son is crazy and out of ordinary, abnormal. Besides, even if one person in the family is crazy or abnormal, this fact cannot disturb the whole family. And should a whole village became crazy. This could not be sufficient to disturb a whole nation. And even if a whole nation is crazy, it makes no big deal to the whole world. And now, since the whole planet people are crazy, what difference does it make? How can it disturb anything else now? If, suppose, all the people in this planet are like your son, then you are the only one that is crazy. And then at that time, nobody in the whole planet would even understand the way they do now about happiness, about sorrow, about fame, name, profit, good, bad, etc., etc., anymore. Because everyone will be in the same opinion then. What does he mean is that just because someone is different and everybody else the same, that not necessarily means that the everybody else is right and that one person is not right. So it is different in opinion only. And since the whole majority of the people are fixed in the same definition, in same rules, and learn from the same source, and from the same system, and become tamed into the same mainstream of thinking and habit, that doesn't mean another person who knows differently is crazy. And then besides, Lao Tzu continue to talk to the Father, say, even myself, the words that I have spoken to you right now, how can anyone know whether it is not crazy, whether it is not incorrect and foolish? So, even then, how much more so can you be sure about the gentleman in the Lu country named Confucius? How do you know if he's not crazy himself? Maybe he's the most crazy of all. So how can you rely on anything to cure your son? Go home, don't waste your money. Yeah. So this is some of the examples of the differences in opinion. And according to the number of the people who believe in one thing, that thinking or that thing will become correct. According to Lao Tzu, Confucius was the most crazy person at that time. Because in Lao Tzu's opinion, Confucius tried to do the impossible. What he did was, Confucius at that time, perhaps he wasn't enlightened. Yeah? In the beginning of the Confucius mission, Confucius was a very enthusiastic person. What a theoretic craze. Yeah. What he tried to do was trying to fix the society according to the old rules and his own opinion and strong will. He used morality, precepts, and social measurement of courtesy and behavior and things like manner and things like that to try to lift up the society at that time. Wow, it was so much in disorder and chaos. He thinks by using these rules and regulation and precepts, he can make people become better. But if we can use only theory and ethical rules and precepts to help people, then I don't think Jesus needs to be born, because there were rules before he was born. I don't think Buddha need to be a teacher, because there were more rules before he became enlightened. But rules are rules, people are people. There must be an example. There must be an inner realization to back up all this moral standard. Otherwise, to be moralized alone by rules and conduct, I don't think it helps much. Because the habit for many of lifetimes very difficult to erase just by listening. Nevertheless, listening is also important, because then it reminds you. But then if the reminding doesn't have support from the inner strength of our inherent power, then it doesn't work. A car doesn't go alone. It needs petrol. It needs also a driver. Think like that. If it goes alone, it will blindly bump into anywhere and there will be no more car. And no use for anybody if the car goes alone. Think like that. So now, many of us think that we know the precept and we understand the precept, that we keep the precept. But you must know the precept has three parts: physical, spiritual, and mental. For example, if we are married, all right, most of people married and stay with a married partner for all life long, and they think they are faithful. But Jesus say that even if you look upon the neighbor's wife and have lust in your heart, you already committed adultery. So make sure every precept we keep is even physically, astrally, intellectually, all clean and pure. Of course, we can't help if the habit rises up again, but we can help by stopping it and not following it and making excuse for ourselves.
感谢美好的观众做伙来收看今日的《师徒之间》节目，明仔请继续收看《主宰家己的命运》完结篇，请锁定无上师电视台收看更加多正面的节目。观念的灵魂在上天的加持和恩典之下闪闪生辉。
Thank you for your wonderful company on today's Between Master and Disciples.Please tune in tomorrow for the conclusion of Master Your Own Destiny. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your spirit grow brightly with the blessing and grace from heaven.